Blog Talk Radio.
Of MegaYachtNews.com and your host for this podcast series, in which we share conversations with the leading designers, builders, owners' representatives, and more. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Steve Gresham. He is the principal designer and director of Gresham Yacht Design. Founded in 2011, the studio offers services that range from exterior design to interior space arrangements and even project management. Today, Steve is going to share insight into his inspiration as a professional, the challenges that he's faced, and what excites him about the future of yacht design. Steve, welcome to Mega Yacht News Radio.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Very good. Very good. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm glad the technology is working for us. With you one side of the Atlantic and me the other. There we go.
Technology when it works is a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
So I think it would be good to start with a bit about your background. I think it would be helpful for people to know what attracted you to yacht design in the first place. I understand that your professional career actually began with race cars. So how did you go from one to the other?
Yeah, okay. So I studied design at college, and actually, it was called transport design, but it specialized in designing cars. So I actually ended my sort of educational career and my degree as a car designer. And I worked briefly in the car industry as a stylist. And then I sort of moved over into more engineering, let's say, and ended up working for Williams Grand Prix for a while. And we worked in the wind tunnel. So we were developing race cars. And this was before things were being CNC'd and a lot of computer-aided design was involved. So actually, I worked with a lot of pattern makers. And, you know, I really learned a lot about composites. And Formula One is almost it's the pinnacle of engineering ability, I think. You know, anything, you know, you have the same sort of racing series in the States, you know, the sort of NASCARs and the you know, the oval racing, and it really it pushes the limits, pushes the boundary of engineering and design, and it was a pretty exciting thing to be in. But before then, I mean, I was actually born in the Bahamas, so my interest in yachting and things nautical started from a young age. And I when we moved back to the UK, we moved to England. You know, there wasn't a lot of water in the middle of you know, it wasn't like island living. It wasn't like being on you know, in Harbour Island, which is where I was brought up. So I suppose cars were the next best thing. But you know, having got out of well, I never really got into the business of yachts at the beginning. I got into cars, and then I got into yachts after that.
Mm-hmm. So how did you end up learning that yacht design was actually a career path that you could pursue?
I can actually put that down to one moment, which was when I was still at college, and I walked into a shop, into a newsagent's, and I picked up what was then quite a new magazine on the shelves. And it was a magazine called Boat International, and opened it up, and I thought, oh my God, you know, this is something that I could do. And there were people out there that actually design boats. It was quite a revelation. When I was still at college, we had to do an internship. And I wanted to do it in yachting in boats, and you know, having left the Caribbean, not, you know, I was still a young guy, and I actually packed my sleeping bag, a tent, and my portfolio. And I got on a plane and I came over to Florida. And I went up to Merritt Island. I think it was Sea Ray, I think, were in Merritt Island at the time. And this was 86, I think. And then I went over to Sarasota and I saw Donzi and I saw Wellcraft. I ended up working for Wellcraft for a couple of weeks. They weren't allowed to pay me because I was still, you know, I was, let's call it some work experience at the time. they offered me a job as an intern working for them. And that was, again, that was a very exciting time.
Mm-hmm. So before you started your own studio, obviously after this experience in Florida, you ended up getting some jobs with some big companies, big designers as well. Was there any particular person or any particular company that had a pretty big influence on your career?
Well, the whole history of yacht, you know, large yacht design comes from started with John Vandenberg. I mean, he really was the originator of him, and so he was very formative in my very early career and what I wanted to do. And then other designers such as I never worked for him, sadly. Other designers that I did work for, there was a gentleman called Don Shedd, and he ran a company called Shedd Yacht Design, Don Shedd Yacht Design. So I worked with Don for a few years, and he was, again, very very formative in setting my thinking as to what was possible, because he was an engineer and he engineer naval architect, and he really, again, wanted to push the boundaries of what was possible. So he did a lot of high speed boats, and one particular boat we did was actually built up in Wisconsin, in Sturgeon Bay, when Palmer Johnson were based up there. And it was a small boat. It was 25 meter, but it did have a gas turbine. It had a Lycoming TF-40, which was the jet engine out of a Chinook helicopter, and a couple of MTU 4000 engines. So it was a real pocket rocket, and did over 50 knots, and it had a lot of accommodation, which was the, there are lots of fast boats that do over 50 knots, but, with room for sort of, I can't remember now, maybe 7 or 8 passengers plus crew, plus. It was really quite a rocket ship, and it was designed, the interior, which I did at the time, had a look that came straight out of airships. All the aluminium was drilled and swaged, and it really was a beautiful thing to behold. A lot of polished aluminium and just a sort of retro look to it. And I remember the owner. I was showing him some leathers, and I showed him a number of leathers that had a surface finish on them, so that they wouldn't soak up any stains. And he said to me, why do I want these? And I said, but if you have a natural leather, one with open pores, if you spill red wine on it, it'll always be there. You'll never get it out. And he said, well, I'll remember the party because it was a good one. He wanted natural fibers, natural feel. He didn't want anything that was didn't have the sort of, the patina that it would get over a lifetime of use. He was quite an interesting gentleman.
Nice. That's fun.
It was.
So since you started your studio in 2011, I know you offer clients a variety of different services. You can do styling for them, interior design, the general arrangements, even project management. Not all design studios offer that many different services. So do you find that clients tend to ask you to handle all of these disciplines, or does it really vary from person to person?
Well, my speciality is exteriors. That's really where I'm coming from. And I think, you know, somebody once said, you know, stick to what you're good at. And my natural leanings are towards the sort of exterior, the look and the layouts. I don't feel 100% comfortable working on with fabrics and decoration and this sort of thing. So I work with a company called Seymour Diamond in London, and Seymour Diamond do the interior side of our work, and I do the exterior styling and layouts. So we've got a very close relationship, and it does work. So, you know, when you look at a project, obviously some owners would only want you to do the exterior design or the layout. But if it's a complete project which includes interior, you know, that naturally has a very large element of project management in it as well. So, you know, we project manage our part of the project. So, you know, the design side of it, we wouldn't be project managing the overall build.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, there's I think, you know, if I'm allowed to say this, you know, on our website, there's a nice sort of, I don't know, resume of what we do with regard to the, you know, the services we provide. But it's for me, primarily, it's an exterior design and the layout. But that's very important for the interior as well, because, you know, you need to position the rooms and position the windows within rooms, and it's got to work, you know, on a inside outside for a boat.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, when you're working with clients, and when the Seymour Diamond team is working with clients, I would imagine that some people come to you with a vast amount of knowledge. Maybe they've been boating and yachting their entire lives, and they're very specific in their vision, while other people are, you know, maybe not so certain specifically what they want. They know generally how they want to feel, but they don't necessarily have very set ideas. They kind of need more guidance. So similarly, I would imagine there are benefits, but also challenges with each of these scenarios. Would you agree?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, the best owners are the ones that come to me and they already know exactly what they want, because then the boat's already designed. So the challenge often with a client is to put into images, the visual language, what's in their head. You know, it's down to the brief, and a good brief is essential. I mean, one of my strengths is I can draw, and I think you know, that's a very important aspect of being a designer. You have to be able to show your designs quickly to a client, and so I can actually visualize details or the whole vessel, you know, depending on where we are in the design process, and I think this helps an owner, you know, a client crystallize their vision. At the end of the day, it's the boat is for them, you know, and as a designer, you know, we have to react. And you have to listen very closely to what you know what you think an owner wants. So, yeah, I mean, the challenges are harder if a client is not exactly sure what they want, I think. But again, being able to visualize something quickly will help the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, when a client has very set ideas, has anyone ever come to you with a vision that's really different, really bold, and kind of beyond what you've ever done before?
Do you know, funnily enough, We are just working on a project that is quite different, and I'm allowed to talk about it because it's a, you know, my thing has always been designing super yachts, and let's say white boats, you know, so anything from sort of 40 meters up to, you know, 125 meters, that sort of size. But they're all, shall we say, super yachts. So the project I'm working on at the moment is a project called Alusha 2, and it is an exploration vessel. More than that, it is a vessel that it gives back, and it has a number of and what I mean, I suppose, is that it's a project that I've had to learn a lot in order to be able to complete. It has submarines on it, which I now know all about the launch and recovery systems for submarines. I know what needs to go into a submarine hangar. You know, it's got a helipad on it, and although I've done helipads before, I've never actually done a helicopter hangar. So I suppose, you know, something dramatically different is the fact that I've actually not done these sort of things before. And this one project has given me the opportunity to really, you know, dive in and pardon the pun, to really dive in and develop my understanding to another level with regard to that. So, you know, the project is run by a company. Well, it's OceanX.org, which is the engine that is basically running a scientific and exploration of the oceans. And it is in order to be able to show the world, you know, what is under the water. I mean, the people say we know more about what's on the moon and in space than we know, you know, what's in the depths of the ocean. And OceanX, you know, are going to be able to show the world what's out there. You know, they've already been the original vessel, which is the one that we're replacing. Alusha was on the BBC's Blue Planet 2 program, which had rave reviews, and also I think there was maybe only 20 minutes devoted to the plastics that are in the ocean. But it really brought it home to the world, I think. It really put a marker in the sand and said, you know, this is not acceptable. The world, you know, we cannot go on like this. So, again, back to your original question, that dramatically different project is the one that we're doing at the moment. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fantastic. OceanX.
Yeah, we've been following the progress of Alusha 2 and what OceanX is doing, and absolutely we agree. It is phenomenal. It's so exciting, especially for me as a journalist, to see somebody doing something so different.
I totally agree, Diane. Yeah.
Yeah, really special. That's something we're actually hoping to have the Dalios on the podcast, so fingers crossed.
Wow. Okay, cool.
So just two more quick questions for you. You know, the mention of Alusha 2 actually, I think, is a good segue into one of them about advances in technology. As a journalist, I see things going on. I read things about technology, and it fascinates me because, to me, it makes the yacht design and construction world and even the yacht ownership world more exciting. There are large super yachts, for example, that have speed abilities, the likes of which we've never seen before. There are yachts that are incorporating battery technology and other methods of being much more fuel efficient. Do things like this make your job as a designer more exciting and even perhaps more challenging?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, more exciting for sure. I don't think we've really scratched the surface yet on layouts for large vessels, large yachts. I think the opportunity to move, you know, if it's a diesel electric vessel, you know, to be able to move the generators around and really keep the prime space within a hull for accommodation, which is typically where you have to put it, where you used to put an engine room, because obviously you had, the engines with the shafts running around down to propellers. So the boat was always cut in the middle because of the engine room. Well, you know, the times are changing, and putting the generators, let's say, forward in the hull. Obviously, there is an issue with the pitch of the vessel. You know, if you're going to put generators and equipment in the bow of a boat, you're going to have this pitching much more than you would if it was further aft and in midships. But if you can overcome those issues, it does open up the possibilities for the design. I think there's an awful lot of interesting things that are coming out. That obviously the diesel electrics and solar power is okay. You can, it's a very nice idea. But I've heard that you really don't have enough power with solar cells to do much. So hopefully the technology will develop in that area. Other simpler things like glass technology is obviously coming on leaps and bounds. In the last 10 years, even it's just really, really developing. And I'm looking particularly at glass as a structural element. So, where we would have previously a steel bulkhead, provided you can put the decent foundations in for the glass top and bottom, and it ties into the decks, you can use glass as a structural element. And again, it just really opens up the views and the vistas. Why have pillars on an aft deck when you can have a glass screen that will give you the same job as a pillar in supporting and transferring the stresses through the vessel? If you can master that, which again will come, again it just opens up enormous opportunities for a designer.
Right. And then one last question. Are there any design trends from, say, the architectural world, even your early days in the race car world or automotive world, that you think are kind of making inroads into yacht design?
I think there are more designers coming into the industry that haven't previously been involved. So there's a lot of architects who are who get projects. Maybe they've done land-based projects for their clients, and the owners wish them to have a look at a potential yacht. So there's a lot of influx of new ideas from architectural elements, particularly. I mean, one thing I'm quite surprised about is that the boats are getting longer, length necessarily means sometimes they'll have bigger volume, so the interiors are getting bigger, but there doesn't seem to be as much focus on speed as I thought there would be. I would like to see a big boat, but looking at high speed, that sort of 40 knots plus for a 90 meter or bigger or faster than that. And I think also as a designer, again, trying to push the envelope, I think, what interests me are the swath vessels, where you can really motor and you've got the stability of the hull. And it opens up the opportunity of doing something really quite radical. But of course, it relies on an owner wishing to do that. At the end of the day, these projects and works of art actually are for individuals, and that we mustn't forget that. It has to be for those particular people. The brief.
Right. Yeah. Everything begins and ends with the owners, for sure. The creativity, the imagination. All of us are, in a sense, along for the ride, but we absolutely have a role too.
Sure, absolutely. And I think as a designer, it's quite fun, again, like the sort of car industry, to produce concepts that just show people what might be possible, and it just opens people's eyes to something new, you know. And okay, you know, you might not be able to do it today, but give it another 10, 15 years. You know, what is a concept today that doesn't work could well be able to be built in the future.
Very true. Very true. It gives people food for thought, for sure.
Absolutely. Yes.
Great. Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it, and it's been great to learn more about you.
Thank you very much, Diane. It's been my pleasure.
Everyone, if you'd like to learn more about Steve and his studio, you can visit his website, which is GreshamYachtDesign.com. That wraps up this episode of Mega Yacht News Radio. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to know more about what's going on in the world of yacht design and construction, you can visit our daily updated website, which is megayachtnews.com. Until next time, I'm Diane Byrne.